Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounge as your host, and tonight is an annual tradition, at least it's become that. The Spaniels Forever, one of the great Northwest Indiana vocal groups of all time, are here in the studio. We're going to share some holiday cheer. We've already shared some pizza tonight. Feel free to turn the radio up and join us. We're going to do a couple of secular songs, we're going to do some carols, and we're going to just do, well, whatever happens tonight. It is a party after all. The Spaniels Forever will be joining us live on air for Midwest Beat right after your headlines.
Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at john4insurance.com.
Good evening and welcome to Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. First and foremost, thank you for supporting public radio. Tonight is a tradition here at Midwest Beat. I've got my old friends, the Spaniels Forever, in studio.
Yeah.
And this is like our third, maybe fourth year. I don't know. Who's counting? And every Christmas we get together to sing carols on the air and talk about what's new in the Spaniels world. And there's going to be a big show coming up on December 22nd. It's a free concert in Southlake Mall over by Gloria Jean's Coffee. Without any further ado, Billy Shelton, you are the group leader and the senior member in many ways.
The dinosaur, the last of the dinosaurs.
The fossil.
You know, someone said that Billy actually knew that penguin we just heard about. So, Billy, tell us who's with us tonight and what we got planned here.
Well, I'd like to introduce everybody first, Tom. On the end, playing the guitar, guy that we've been working together for about 30 years, this is Pernell Davis.
All right, Pernell. All right.
And next to Pernell Davis is our basic lead singer, and we've been together how many years, Patrick?
15.
15 years.
50.
Patrick Petrie. The next is a young man that I was working with him when he was about 14 years old. He and my kids grew up together, and he actually did a Jerry Lewis telethon thing with the Spaniels.
Okay.
And we've got him. We're very happy to have him, Daniel Porter.
Yay!
Then we have another young man who's our basic tenor singer. This guy sings with the Soul Stirrers, the fabulous, iconic Soul Stirrers. So we're blessed to have him, Gene Stewart.
All right.
And then on my right side, the amazing voice of the century, I call him the young Rance Allen, because he can do anything with his voice. And we're very happy to add him to our roster. And this is Fred Dubois. And
right.
Let's give him a hand.
DuBose.
Okay. The speakers. The
like
great
the speaker,
speakers.
Not Dubois.
Our great sound comes out of DuBose speakers.
Oh, and, yeah. So he's DuBose.
Yeah, he's DuBose, yeah. And I want to add this. This is unusual.
Okay.
Every one of these guys can sing all the parts. Isn't that something?
That is.
Yeah.
Quite a versatile bunch of guys.
You should hear Bill sing tenor.
I don't know. After I heard him do Boris Karloff over Halloween for the Monster Mash, new respect for Bill.
I could not believe you had never heard him do that.
Never heard him do that.
Wow. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to switch gears. The holidays are here. And Billy, I remember last year you were saying that the Christmas season is your favorite time of year and Christmas carols are your favorite music to sing.
Yes, yes.
Why is that?
Well, it's the best time of the year for everybody, because in America we were programmed Santa Claus from being a kid, you know, waiting for Santa to come. And it's actually the worst part of the year weather-wise, but it's the best part morally and everything, you know, jubilant, the good food, the fellowship, the Christmas caroling. And this group actually started doing Christmas carols, you know. So that's why I love for Christmas to come around.
And we like to eat.
And you like to eat. That is a given. That is a given.
I'm speaking for Bill, too.
Reason for the season.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that just came to my attention here, speaking of caroling and giving back, is in the Times today, for those of you that look into the Times newspaper, John Watkins, one of the great photographers over there, captured you guys singing with hospice patients.
Yes.
Now, tell me about this event that you guys did.
Well, my friend Damien came to me, and he and his son were singing to the hospice people, and he asked if I could join in. So, of course, I went to the group, and I'm very proud of these guys because it was a charity thing, you know, and they all consented to do it. Now, they have families. It's Christmas. They've got their shopping to do, but they made time to get over there. I'm real proud of the guys for that. And that's what it's all about. It's not the money or the status or anything. It's helping people with the gift that God gives you. If you can make somebody's day a little better, that's it. Isn't it right,
Trey?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And you guys did the singing at William J. Riley Memorial Residence in Munster.
Yes.
And just a wonderful, wonderful collection of singers we've got here tonight. And that said, do you want to do a song? Why don't we start with something that's not Christmassy, just to kind of show where you guys came from.
This is where we came from. Acapella-wise, we're going to do a medley of Them, Their Eyes, and Yesterday real quick.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Davis.
Yes.
All right. How about an A? Okay. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do 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 do. Well, I fell in love with you the first time I looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with
what?
Them their eyes.
They make me happy and they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling.
I'm falling in
a great big way for you.
My heart's jumping because you started something with them their eyes.
You better watch out if you're wise. Because they sparkle.
They bubble.
They get you in a whole lot of trouble. There's things you're lurking and you're overworking them. Them, their eyes.
Well, I fell for them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with
what?
Them, their eyes.
They make me happy and they make me blue. No stalling.
I'm falling in a great big way for you.
Then my heart is jumping because you started something with
them their eyes.
You better watch out.
Oh, baby.
If you're
wise, sparkle, bubble, they're going to get you in a whole lot of trouble. There's things you're lurking and you're overworking them.
More time.
Well, I fell for them their eyes.
You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with
them their eyes. They make me happy and they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling in a great big way for you.
And my heart jumps as you start something with them their eyes.
You better watch out,
baby.
If you're wise,
sparkle, bubble. What trouble? There's danger lurking and you're overworking them.
Their eyes. Yesterday.
I knew as happy, sweet.
and love. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
Yesterday, that's a song that we've heard many times, but never quite that way.
Mr. Linus, can I say one thing?
Sure thing you can. I hear you, Purnell, but I can't see you. You're way off in the corner.
You people are lucky you're not in concert, because he would have shattered your ears on that last note.
Oh. Yeah, I pulled back on that last one.
Christmas is here. Who wants to start? How about Purnell, since you're hiding in the corner there? What's your favorite memory of Christmas as a child growing up?
My favorite Christmas was when my sister bought me the Heat Wave album and a set of headphones, because my mom used to give me so much pressure about turning the music up too loud. So she brought me the Heat Wave album, Too Hot to Handle, and a set of headphones. Nice. That's my most memorable Christmas of
ever. Wow. And of course, those were in the days when vinyl was still all we had the option
on. Yes, sir.
Patrick, what about you? What's a good Christmas memory as a child?
First thing that pops in my head, I was, let me see.
50?
In 1969, and we were waiting, I was 9 years old, and we were waiting for Santa Claus, and my mother said, if you don't go to sleep, Santa Claus is not going to come. And finally, we went to sleep. But I remember waking up, and there had to be at least a foot of snow.
Hmm.
And it was just, I remember looking out the back window and seeing the garage and the electric wires going from the house to the garage. And they had snow, like inches and inches of snow just stacked on top of them.
Wow.
And I saw a squirrel. We lived on 47th and St. Lawrence. and I saw a squirrel jump out of the tree and disappear into the snow. I don't know. That was just
never
the first thing that came.
Seen again.
This is the first thing. I wanted to go get him. My sister said, no, he's going to bite you. But wow. That was just the first thing popped into my head.
I see the squirrel bit him.
Yeah, he did. He bit me. I got rabies.
That's why you're like you are.
Crazy.
Oh, Christmas is such a great time. There's so many different songs that are out there. Of course, all the traditional carols that we all grew up with, no matter where we grew up. And there's a lot of contemporary artists out there now that are doing original Christmas music, making new Christmas songs for the next generation. Billy, you're like the music master and the director of everything, and you are so steeped in music history. Are there any of the new Christmas artists, new Christmas albums out there that really strike you that you think might live up to the standards?
I imagine there must be hundreds, but I am just so happy listening to the old traditional Christmas songs like mm-hmm. Nat King Cole doing Mel Torme's song. You know, and the tradition, the We Three Kings, I grew up on that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to be around forever. Incidentally, White Christmas was done for the first time in 1943 in a movie called Holiday Inn. They had no idea that the song would take off like it did.
And that's Irving Berlin, right?
Right, right. Okay. And for the next 20 years, that's been the number one Christmas song.
Wow. And I think everyone that's ever been in a studio has recorded that song at some point.
That's right.
Now, do the Spaniels do a great version of that, I'm sure?
Well, the Drifters recorded it.
Okay.
And they did a doo-wop style. And so the Spaniels, when we sing, we just did the big show with the Drifters, didn't we?
Yeah, at the Star Plaza. Last doo-wop show at the Star Plaza, yeah.
So we've kind of stolen that from them, although...
Does Charlie Thomas know?
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. They got it from the Ravens, Jimmy Ricks and the Rizzo. Oh. They can't say anything. But we like to do that.
Besides that, it's public domain now. Mm.
There you go. Well, we're going to find out more Christmas memories from the other members. Mm-hmm. We'll start with Dan in just a few, but let's do that song, Spaniel style. All right. You are listening to Midwest Beats on Lakeshore Public Radio, and this is The Spaniels Forever.
Ba-do-ba-do, dip-dip-dip-dip, ba-do-ba-do, dip-dip-dip-dip, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those three tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, ba-do-ba-do, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I'm a dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and all children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Well, I'm a dreaming of a white Christmas,
ba-do, ba-do,
with every Christmas card I write.
Well, may your day, may your day, may your day be merry and bright. Christmases be white.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The Spaniels Forever, live on the air here on Midwest Beat, Lakeshore Public Radio. And if you like what you're hearing, be sure to join us at South Lake Shopping Mall in Merrillville on December 22nd. They'll be performing a few of these songs and many others at 12 noon. We've also got our friend Jacob Dulwich, who's going to be opening up the show with a couple of songs. I think he's going to be a good fit for these guys, and I think we're going to have a wonderful time. And again, it's all free. It's a free Christmas caroling concert at South Lake Mall. Our friend Christy Jackson of the marketing department has put it together with me, and we're just going to have a great time. The last few shows we've done out there have drawn large crowds. Of course, everybody's there to shop, and at some point, you got to put your packages down and just remember the reason for the season, and that is what we're trying to do with these shows. And no one better to do it than the Spaniels, and it'll be the last weekend, Friday the 22nd, the last weekend before the holiday. So I think we're going to have a lot of shoppers out there. Let's get back to some Christmas memories. Dan Porter, I believe you are next in line over there.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you are, sir. What's a great memory for you as a child growing up?
Well, growing up as a child in my household was a little different. Christmas, we really had to learn the Christmas story. We had to learn about the birth of Jesus and what the season really meant, what it signified. And for us, learning about the birth of Jesus and Jesus dying for our sins and being our Lord and Savior was most important in my household, and that's what I remember the most, being taught by our parents the values of learning about Christmas and learning about the birth of Christ and about what the significance behind Christmas, what that really means.
Now, a lot of families that I've talked to over the years, they would sit down on Christmas Eve and the family would read the different verses from the Bible about the Christmas story. Is that something like you guys had done?
Well, yeah, not only that, but it was basically all year round. You know, basically, we were taught the Bible and to study what the meaning of Christmas and the birth of Christ really meant. On his birthday, on Christmas, that was real significant because we did share reading of the Word and share and you know, Christmas cheer and giving and just being together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it meant most to me and my family.
From aside from the religious aspect of it, as a little kid, I'm sure you were always excited to see a package under the tree. What was one of your favorite gifts that you received?
Well, for me, I just remember receiving a set of Long Johns. You know, back in the 70s, I don't know if you remember the blizzard of 79 or 78, and
I do.
Those times when the snow was knee deep, just having something under your pants and under your shirt meant a lot. So I remember that more than
that
anything.
That is a unique memory.
Usually it's G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, right?
Yeah, usually it's a train or it's a bike or it's a G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, but Long Johns.
Long job.
Yeah, see, one thing about me was I grew up early. I grew up working.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a mechanic early on. I mean, in grammar school, I worked on cars. I loved to work on cars. And so sometimes we had to work out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting those Long Johns and that
makes more sense now.
Man, it meant the world to me.
All right. If it's not going to be new Snap-on tools, Long Johns will do it. Gene Stewart.
Absolutely.
Tell me about growing up in a Stewart household. What was special about Christmas with you?
Well, my situation basically was me and my brother mostly. I remember the one night that we was waiting, just waiting to come down them stairs or open up the presents. And we had to wait because Mama wouldn't let us down there. So I said, well, let me be the first one to go down. And he said, no, I want to be the first. I mean, come on, man, we got to get down here and open up these presents. Now, who's going to be the first to go down the stairs? He just wanted to be the one to go down the stairs first. So Mama said, all right, we're ready. Then, of course, me and him end up fighting. He's going down the stairs.
And you both fall down the stairs, right?
We did. I said, well, you know, once we got down there, we seen all the presents on the tree. I saw my first guitar and first amp.
Wow.
And, you know, it just bring back memories.
Now, were you and your brother Jermaine musical by that point already, or was that the trigger for you?
We basically messed around with it because we had our own little gospel group at the church, and he wanted to eventually go to elsewhere because he's always dancing. So when it came to Christmas, you know, we just harmonized Christmas carols together, you know, the family, you know, just that's how we celebrate.
How important were the Carols to all of you respectively? I know when I talked to the Oak Ridge Boys, and Billy, you guys have met them in recent times, Richard Sturban always tells me his favorite memory of Christmas was being together with his choir groups and his friends that sang and going from house to house to house and just singing carols. He goes, there's many people that loved it, many people that closed the door in your face. But he goes, it didn't matter because we were singing and we were together. With the carols, I know, Billy, especially you said how much you love the Christmas carols. Have you done that, walking around the neighborhood singing? And what kind of memory do you have of that?
Every day. Oh, yeah, we're doing it now, yeah. And that's actually a labor of love, because that's no contract, no money. A lot of times somebody might throw some garbage at you, but you're doing it from your heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially what we did last night, people who can't get out, and even the churches don't have time to come by and send the choirs by. And we know what music can do. When Gerald and the original Spaniels were alive, we would sing at a nursing home, and the patients didn't have to take their medication for some reason. The music did everything.
Now, we're talking about the recent performance you guys gave, again, at William J. Riley Memorial Residence, and you guys were there singing for the hospice residents.
Right.
And, of course, this, is, for many, may be their last Christmas.
Right.
You know, when you're in a hospice, that means it's close.
Yes.
So what kind of response did you get? Did you see the light in their eyes when you sang?
Yes, we did. Didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be something, knowing that you're near the end, and yet to be able to celebrate Christmas and to have somebody come in and give you that back.
Right, right.
Yeah, the first guy that we went, two people we went into their rooms and actually sang, and the others we just kind of walked by their door because, you know, it was too many voices. It would have been too loud for them.
Mm-hmm.
But the first guy, we went in his room and I could just see something wash over him, and a smile came on his face, and he let out a sigh, and I knew that he was enjoying it, that it touched him, and in turn, it touched me, too, because we made his day.
Mm-hmm.
There was like, what, 20, 25 people in that
room? Oh, I want to say, we were so excited about doing it, we actually got Willie Rogers to go with us. Yeah. Willie and Josie, his wife.
From the Silsters.
Yes, and Willie doesn't, you know, you're going to have to come up with something to get him. He's over in Europe most of the time. But I asked him, I said, Willie, these people are, you know, life is not, it's they're around the final stages, you know, and this will help them. And I really... I admire the man to death, but he really moved up a couple of notches because he just did it out of goodness and love of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. And, well, like you, he's in his 80s, and you and he, the voices that you guys house in your bodies are ageless.
Oh, thank you. Because the faces are kind of rough, too.
And that's why they're called the Spaniels. On that note, let's talk to Fred here. And, Fred, what is one of your favorite memories as a child?
Last year? Every year we actually have a big concert for the homeless, and we give out the kids toys and all that.
When you say we, who is we?
Actually, the Spaniards are going to help out with that this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have my own organization as well, the Fred DeBose whatever organization, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And we just get together to just come and help somebody else that, you know, is less fortunate. So last year we were there, and... I had to play Santa Claus because a lot of people didn't show up like I wanted them to.
Kind of look like Santa Claus.
I do now. You're right about that.
He's been hanging out with you guys too much.
There's
that pizza. Food problem again.
And so one of the little girls comes up and says, I'm ho, ho, ho. Man, I'm playing Santa Claus. And her mom is on the side, and she's just crying and crying and crying. So finally, I get the little girl off my lap and, you know, take it back to get some toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I goes to her mom and I says, are you okay? Is everything all right? And she says, this is the first time that my child has ever had a Christmas.
Wow.
Wow.
What's memorable to me the most about Christmas is the fact that we can help each other, and we can help make somebody's day. We can help homeless children actually have a Christmas. At that point, I didn't be mad about anybody else who didn't show up. I didn't even care about anybody who didn't show up. At that point, if all of that was just for that one lady, then it was worth it.
Wow.
So that's my most memorable time.
Now, is that in Chicago?
That's actually in Markham, Illinois.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's south side here. That's not far.
Sure is. Yep. Not far from here.
And are you from the Markham area?
Not quite. I'm originally from Blue Island, Illinois.
Okay.
And live in Chicago now, and that's about it.
Wow.
Crete, yeah.
Now, growing up as a child, when you were that child and you were having those very first Christmases, what were your thoughts? What was your favorite toy or your gift that...
I remember the whippings.
Oh!
Because every Christmas we would break something.
Oh!
One year we broke somebody's window. And it seemed like I was always the one that everybody blamed. Oh, my God. So that's what I remember about Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Every holiday.
Something got broken, you got a whooping.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
After a while, everybody
sounds just, like my child.
Yeah. Just blame it on Fred. He's strong enough to take the whooping. Yeah. So he'd be all right.
Wow.
But it was all in fun. We always got a pair of gloves. We always got a scarf. And we got the Superman doll every year, it seemed like. And so that's what I remember about Christmas.
All right.
And family.
Let's do another song. Billy, what are we going to sing?
Jingle Bells. How about
that? That's a good one. Good old standard song.
Chief of Jingle Bells.
You are listening to Midwest Beats. I'm Tom Lounge. Is with me the Spaniels Forever. And we are celebrating Christmas.
One, two, three. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding, 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 ding,
dong,
ding, dong,
ding, dong,
ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong,
ding, dong,
ding, dong,
ding, dong,
ding, ding, dong,
ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
I thought I'd take a ride, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed our
ding, ding,
luck. We ran
ding,
into
ding,
a ding, ding, bank and we got upset.
Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, hey!
Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. One more time now.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wow. Now, I've never heard, other than when you guys have sang that in the past, I've never heard that version. You were talking about White Christmas being with the Drifters and the Ravens. Is that another doo-wop standard that someone had done? Or
no,
did you guys arrange that?
No, actually, we got that from high school, Roosevelt High School, before the Spaniels were formed.
Uh-huh.
There was a group of guys around there. Do you remember the Flamingos from Chicago?
Yes.
Well, we had David Morrison, and he was in our class. And they were doing songs with a Hebrew harmony, the old black Hebrew harmony. So they came up with that version of it, and I thought it was cute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice, aggressive thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I really like that version. I think you guys are doing that at South Lake Mall, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We can't wait.
And again, if you're enjoying the show, Saturday, I'm sorry, it's not Saturday. It's Friday, December 22nd. I keep saying Saturday. Excuse me. Friday, December 22nd at 12 noon. They will be out there at the center court, and it's a lunchtime concert, and we're just going to have a great time. And Spaniels Forever will be there. Jason Dulwich is going to open up, do a couple of shows. And he's been on this program before. He kind of channels Perry Como and Bing Crosby all at the ripe old age of 18 years old. And wow. I think he is an old soul. And I think, Billy, you and he are going to have a lot in common. I can't wait till you meet him. But, again, that's Friday, December 22nd. I've said Saturday a few times. I do apologize for that. So
seems
don't mark
like
the wrong date.
It should be Saturday. It just feels that way. Well, yeah.
But it's Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah.
So, and now Patrick's counting on his fingers.
So Monday is Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the start of the weekend before Christmas, which is traditionally a very, very busy holiday season. I'm sure it won't be any different at South Lake Mall. It'll be our third concert that's being done there. These are all free to the public concerts to entice the Christmas spirit. And as Fred was saying, as Dan was saying, that is the reason for the season. And we're going to do all the fun songs, but maybe a spiritual or two as well.
Right.
That said, I don't know if you want to do a spiritual or if you want to do another Christmas song, or and then we're going to find out what floated young Billy's boat when he was a child Christmas morning.
Okay, we are.
I mean,
yeah,
your call.
We're going to do a spiritual that we are now on a PBS station, television PBS station. Mm-hmm. It's going to come out now, but they're raising money, and we've been chosen to do that, and that's a great honor. So the main thing, the main theme of the album is the train, you know, because we did it at the Niles train station. Yeah. Don't miss the train. All right. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train ain't gone. Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train ain't gone.
Oh, brother, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss the train.
Oh, sister, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss. The train. Well, I would not be a liar. I'll tell you the reason why.
Don't you miss it?
I'm afraid my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die. Well, my hand got stuck to the gospel plow of this train is heaven bound. Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train done gone. Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train done gone.
Brother, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss the train.
Oh, sister, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss. The train. Well, I would not be a gambler. I'll tell you the reason why.
Don't you miss it?
I'm afraid my Lord might call me, and I wouldn't be ready to die. Well, my hand got stuck to the gospel of this train is heaven bound. Woo! Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train ungone. Brother, don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. Don't miss that train. The people keep coming, but the train ungone.
Brother, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss the train.
Oh, sister, now
don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss the train. Well, you better be ready when he calls your name. Don't be late, cause you might miss that train. So don't you miss it. Don't miss that train. Woo, woo. Woo.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Don't miss that train, and don't miss the Spaniels. Friday, December 22nd, 12 noon, they'll be doing a short Christmas concert in the center court at South Lake Mall. And my thanks to Christy Jackson for arranging this. And one of the great things is, you know, they hadn't done music in South Lake Mall in almost a decade.
Wow.
There was different management, different people involved, and Christy and her team that are there, her general manager, and all these new folks that are there have brought it back. We had Wolfgang sing, we had the Dentons sing, and the Pace de Resistance will be the Spaniels Forever. You know, we always save the best for last, and that's going to happen Friday, December 2nd, 22nd at noon in the center court. And again, it's free. It's right by Gloria Jean's Coffee, and we do appreciate them putting up with us setting stuff in. And grab yourself a cup of hot cocoa or a cup of Joe or something, and sit down and enjoy some wonderful Christmas carols. And a few surprises perhaps as well. I'm sure that the band will not leave, or the group will not leave, without doing their trademark number one international hit. Maybe we'll even do that tonight. You never know. But Billy, you're not getting away unscathed. Everyone has confessed their deepest Christmas memories, and now it's your turn, my friend.
The rats. Okay, Tom. I've been thinking about.
Did you say the rats?
The most.
He remembers the rats.
Well, I think that's an accurate description.
Okay.
But my fondest Christmas memories would be being with my family, the fellowship. See, I came along during the Depression, mm-hmm. the John Dillinger days, where people were standing out in the street, you know, soup lines, and the Al Capone days.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we had, we shared. And that was the greatest gift that God ever gave a person, was a family like mine. My brother, my mother, my sisters, we were all concerned and we loved each other. And I can never see that anymore because I'm the only one left. But just the memories of that carries me on when life gets a little rough. I think mm-hmm. about the bliss and the happy times that we had with love as a family.
Wow. Now, were you, I know you've sung gospel songs your whole life. And as Dan said, did your family have that tradition of doing Bible readings and things as well?
Tradition? I would be dead if they caught me doing anything. See, my dad was a preacher.
Okay.
My grandfather was a preacher, and my grandmother was a preacher.
And what happened to you?
And my mother I grew up in uh-huh. that type of family. And
right.
That probably saved my life, because where my buddies like Lou Rawls and Sam Cooke and Bo Diddley, when they go to these parties, my family would crucify me if I went there. So I had to say no. And I'm happy to say that one of our members is a reverend.
Ah.
Yeah, Fred.
Minister Fred DeBose in the house.
We had the pleasure of being with him when he was giving the bread of life, and this man has a story to tell. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know that, Fred.
Yes, sir.
You have multiple hats that you wear then.
Glad to be amongst all of these legends.
Wow. We only have 10 minutes left, and I know you want to get to that one song that we were talking about, probably, because Billy never leaves without doing that song. But let's do one more Christmas carol first. What would you guys like to sing?
It's up to you. What
you y'all want to do?
We've got Joy to the World. We've got Silent Night. We've got We Three Kings. We got the Christmas song. What do you want?
Dan, you pick.
Rudolph?
Oh, Rudolph, okay.
Okay. Temptation style. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Released in 1970.
All right.
I looked that up today.
But Rudolph was released.
By the Temptations. The Temptations version was released in 1970. It's public domain.
I want to sing for the animals again. I miss the animals.
You do every time you rehearse with us. You sing with the animals. Ruff, 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 ruff. Okay. What are we doing again?
Rudolph.
Give me a C. Okay. Oh, y'all waiting on me.
Yeah.
No. You know there's Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, but do you most famous reindeer of all? You know his name was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it goes. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Hey, Rudolph,
you with your nose so bright,
come on, come on, come on, come on and guide my sleigh tonight."
Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee,
"Hey, Rudolph!
See, you know,
Santa came to say, "Hey, Rudolph,
you with your nose so bright,
come on, come on, come on, come on and guide my sleigh tonight."
Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee,
"Hey, Rudolph!
Come on to guide my sleigh. One more time, hey Rudolph, I want to guide my sleigh.
Yet another incredible arrangement of a standard song that just doesn't sound standard. Again, what's the history on that? That's Temptations, you said?
Yeah,
Temptations.
They released that in 1970.
Wow.
I researched that today.
They released Rudolph.
They released him captive.
Yeah. Yeah, they released
him. Now he's roaming.
Oh, they got him
the
drunk.
Tundra.
That's why his nose was so red. Okay.
There you go. All right. My guest has been the Spaniels Forever. And again, you can catch them on Friday, December 22nd, Center Court, Southlake Mall. It'll be the final Christmas concert in the mall. Again, big, big, big thank you to Christy Jackson and the management, the GM, and everybody over at Southlake Mall for bringing the arts back to the shopping mall after almost a 10-year absence. And I'm told that, well, things are going very well as far as response has been to this. So I'm hopeful that in 2018, we will be doing it again.
Oh, yeah.
And again, right. And again, and again. Right. Now, there's all kinds of Christmas events going on at Southlake Mall, in fact. And there's a new club where you, every time you buy something in the mall, you get credit and they send you $10. And Christy will have to explain all that to you when you get there. And I hope to see you all on Friday, December 22nd. Again, mark it down. Friday, December 22nd at 12 noon. We're going to have the Spaniels there, and they're going to be singing just like this, only a lot more. And Fred, are you going to be joining them at this show?
I hope so. If they
all right.
Well, you're officially asked.
Oh, yeah. You're there, exactly.
We're going to go out there. We're going to get some Gloria Jean's coffee, and we're going to sing, and maybe
coffee,
we'll go and grab a bite to eat in the food court.
Like.
And it's just, as always, gentlemen, it's a pleasure working with you and being with you. And
thanks for having us.
Let's, thank you, Tom.
Let's take it out with the song that you always end with.
Right.
And rightfully so.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't get right. I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night,
night. Well, your mother, and your father won't like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
And on that note, we bid you good night and Merry Christmas. If you're not going to be able to join us on Friday the 22nd, South Lake Mall, Center Court, join me this Friday. I'll be on once again from noon till 2. I'll have my good friend Kenny James coming up from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And we're going to talk all about the big animal benefit that they're doing at Memorial Opera House on December 16th. So join us for a Buddy Holly Rockabilly show on Friday and join us for a great Christmas Carol concert on Friday, December 22nd, 12 noon, with the Spaniels forever and ever and ever and ever. All right. Adios, everybody. Woo!